New York State Fair officials say the first half of a massive redevelopment project at the fairgrounds near Syracuse will be done by the end of June. WRVO's Ellen Abbott has more on what it all means for visitors.
It was just last summer that Governor Cuomo announced the state would sink $50 million into the aging fairgrounds, half this year and half next. Acting Fair Director Troy Wafner says this project has come together quickly, and it'll mean big changes at the facility by the time the Syracuse Nationals car show comes around in mid-July.
If you go out there, you can see a kiddie land that's almost done, a midway that's just about 12 and a half acres of pavement the way it's supposed to be, and they're going to start finishing up the RV park soon.
Walking through the fair, there is still a lot of work to be done in the coming weeks. Construction equipment and crews still litter the area, working on a new entryway and revamped Chevy Court. Wafner says some of the most important work, though, was underground, especially in the midway area, creating better drainage and electrical access. And fairgoers won't recognize the midway after the demolition of the grandstand opened up 60 acres of land.
It's going to allow for certainly more rides during the fair, and it's going to allow for more games. But it's also going to allow for those accoutrements that fairgoers want, the cell phone charging stations, the rest areas, the benches, the shaded seating, all that, as well as wider aisleways. It was tough to build a wide aisleway into that midway because you started out at about 35 feet, and then it opened up to 400 feet.
Next year, the big project will be development of a multi-purpose exhibition center. All these improvements give the state better leverage as it looks to find a private operator to run the fair either jointly with the state or on its own. And in the end, Wafner says it was simply about time the state paid attention to a facility that really hadn't changed in 100 years.
For years, we've taken capital money and we've cleaned the facade and we've washed the windows. You know, it needed more than washing windows. It needed the siding changed. It needed a big hug at the end of the day. And this is what the $50 million allowed us to do.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.